Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Loeffler is out of out of range this week. He's at a conference, so I'll be taking over his duties here this week, and we're going to have a complete check on all of yesterday's actions coming up when we come back right after this.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Raising cattle is not what you do, it's who you are. It's your passion, your livelihood, and you'll do whatever it takes to succeed. AgriClear is here to help with a new way to buy and sell cattle. An online platform that lets you do business on your terms. With AgriClear, you can buy or sell cattle to anyone, anywhere, anytime, with confidence. Learn more at AgriClear.com. That's AgriClear.com. AgriClear, cattle marketing on your terms.
Well, cattle buyers conserved their energy yesterday with exertion limited to the collection of new show lists. The offering of ready steers and heifers is mixed, larger in Texas and Colorado, but smaller in Kansas and Nebraska. The big picture appears to be a bit smaller than last week. A few asking prices were suggested around $153 in the South and $245 plus in the North. According to the closing report, the national hog base is 45 cents lower compared with the prior day settlement. And that was between $66.50 and $75. We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Now, granted, soybeans charged higher yesterday, with corn at a three-week high and soybeans near a one-month high as traders prepare for Wednesday's crop report that's widely expected to lower production estimates for the two crops. Wheat futures also posted double-digit gains, helped by corn and soybeans and by wet conditions in the U.S. spring wheat. Now, wheat markets finished mostly higher, pulled up by the corn and soybeans. In the upcoming Wednesday report, analysts expecting about 1.4 billion bushels for all winter wheat versus July's USDA number of 1.45 billion. Farm futures expects smaller soft red winter and white winter numbers. All wheat should be up a little on ideas that spring wheat and Durham numbers will be raised. The corn finished about 17 cents higher yesterday in nearby months, pushing September into its 20 and 50-day moving averages and above the 100-day. Actively traded December pushed past its 50 and 100-day averages. Open interest in the corn has been on the rise, increasing on Friday, with December adding positions while September managed to lose them. Now, soybeans' big jump pushed September through key moving averages and put the RSI near 60, with 70 being considered overbought. Export activity increased last week, with China making several purchases. News from Beijing this week said China may import a record amount of soybeans in the current marketing year. That ends in September. That's going to do it for us here this morning. Sitting in for Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.